Bills, makers of kicks, invite you to beat the band. If you can. General Mills, makers of Kix, that delicious new ready-to-eat breakfast cereal that comes in delicious round golden bubbles, brings you another session of that new novel radio game, Beat the Band. Featuring Ted Weems and his music, Perry Como, Marilyn Thorne, Elmo Tanner, Pete Bielman, Orm Downs, Country Washburn, and Red Ingle, who join with Gary Moore to bring you this opportunity to beat the band. Well, today we're back home in Chicago. And now let's go to tune tinkering. Here's Ted and the boys with a sample of something titled, Love Is. Ain't it? It's good to be back here and murmur little gentle words of cheer. I'm even glad to do that chore of introducing Gary Moore.
Thank you very much. Hello, Pearson, yeah. You pink-cheeked little chuck-chuck, you.
Now, Gary, you mean to say that after I've been gone 2 weeks, you refuse to be friends?
Friends? I should be friends with a guy who goes to Florida, sends me a picture postcard taken 10 feet underwater, and says, wish you were here.
Huh? Oh, well, it was all in fun, Gary. Yeah, I was just throwing some wild corn.
That's oats.
Not on this program.
Excuse me.
But honestly, Gary... Honestly, Gary, those cars were just spent in a carefree moment, you know? Why, I was just as carefree as the little lambs gambling on the green.
Gambling lambs, huh? That 4 bits you got clipped, too. You should have stopped with the one about the corn.
Huh?
See? Anyhow, friends, now about our little question session this afternoon. The quizzes themselves are up to their usual standard of toughness, and each one is worth the $10 which the makers of Kix will pay to the writer of that question. Of course, those who beat the band will receive a guaranteed minimum of $20, plus, of course, a case of Kix. Now, even that sum might grow to $25, $50, or even $100. Keep that bonus in mind, will you? Because we split it evenly among those who beat the band. Now, say, why don't all of you try to beat this band of Ted's? It's fun, and it might be profitable for you to work out one or more of these quizzes with song title answers. Just send your question to Kix, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Well, now, I'm ready for the pitches. The boys are having trouble with the twitches, and we hope you people will soon be in stitches, and here we go. A letter from Mrs. C. Montgomery of Salt Lake City, Utah, offers this question answered by a brand new tune with a Western motive. A nightclub proprietor, carrying the torch for one of his dancers, decides that she is too thin, and he plans a course of diet and rest for her that will plump her out considerably. With what song title did he announce his intentions? Red Ingle thinks possibly he's got the...
I'm going to round up my love.
That's what he said, sure. I'm going to put her on a diet. I'm going to round up my love. Go fine. Can you play I'm going to round up my love, Red? Very beautiful. That's quite enough, thank you. Very good. That's quite enough, thank you. Before you get rounded up, Mrs. C.D. Harris of Canton, Ohio, pens this panic. You might keep in mind the one common mispronunciation of New York's Great East Side. Now, Ole McSolomon, better known as Butch, was a poor boy from the Bronx. Lady Luck was kind to him, and he made millions in the oil business. Now, what well-known Schubert classic pronounced with a Brooklyn accent, tells you what his former friends call him. Going to be a lot of time wasted here. Oh, there goes Art Winter. All right, Art, back in the trumpet section. What do they call him?
Sounds like the Oil King to me, or better known, the Earl King.
The Earl King, sure. The Earl King by Franz Schubert is perfectly right. Can you play something from the Earl King? Please. Good enough. All right, that's it, sir. Thank you very much, Art. That's like you blow your beanie with Toscanini. That's the killer there. Well, Cliff Hilton of Lancaster, Pennsylvania contributes this one, the answer of which is found in one of the very popular new tunes. You might recall the Englishman's habit of dropping his H's. Now, what did the Englishman, or the Cockney Englishman, say as he stepped on a toupee his friend dropped on the floor? Oh, Red Ingle again, maybe. All right, Red, let's see what you can do. That's it. What did the Cockney Englishman say as he stepped on a toupee his friend dropped on the floor?
Sticking my chin out, Charlie.
All right. What did he say?
I'm walking on air.
I'm walking on air.
Get
is
it be
right.
It.
Why, sure. Okay, okay. Don't have to hit him in the nose with the mic. Let's hear it, will you? Oh, now, sure, you know I'm walking on air, sir. That's good. Red, far be it from me to belittle your efforts, but if you ever appear and play like that in Iowa, you're going to wind up in somebody's silo. Ted, can we go... Ted, can we go legit for one tune?
Well, that gets my vote, Gary. I'd like to advance the merits of our new arrangement of Black Eyes.
Oh, good enough. And I believe I heard Elmo Tanner humming that tune a while ago, so I'm sure we can look for a first-class job of whistling, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been asked this question many times. What is the best way to serve kicks? And our answer is simply this. The best way to serve kicks is to serve it often. Because the first taste of kicks will make you want to serve it again and again. It's a taste treat that you'll welcome every morning for breakfast. A taste thrill that once you've experienced, you won't soon forget.
Kix is completely new and different from anything you've ever tasted before in your life. A cereal that packs a taste thrill in every golden toasted Kix bubble. Many folks have told us that Kix has captured the delicate, rich flavor of ripe corn in a way that has never been accomplished before in a corn cereal. Yes, it's no wonder that this absolutely different kind of corn breakfast food has smashed all recent records for quick popularity. And Kix will win you two right from the first crisp, delicious spoonful of those golden toasted Kix bubbles. Be sure to order Kix, spelled K-I-X, Kix, from your grocer's tomorrow.
Yes, sir, and here we come with our second quiz session of the afternoon, with so far three questions having been answered, and thanks to Art Winner and Red Engel, three have been answered. Dorothy Siglin of Cranston, Rhode Island, pens this cutie query, which is answered by a famous classic written by the composer mentioned in the question. Now, two brook trout looked up through the water and saw the composer Sibelius sitting on the bank angling for them. "Careful," said one brook trout to the other, "don't let the famous..." What? In there fits the name of a famous classic, written by the composer, mentioned in the question, and here is Art Winner again. Art, why don't you and Red just settle down and the rest of you fellas go home?
Finlandia.
That's right. Don't let the famous Finlandia. Finlandia by Sibelius. Killer. All right, can you play that, please? The part that scored for 25 trombones and a vacuum cleaner in there in the middle part. Come. Where could you hear it better? Outside of Carnegie Hall. That's what I always say. Outside of Carnegie Hall. Mr. C.G. Lutz. Mr. C.G. Lutz of Los Angeles, California, wants to know what famous old song is suggested by a fat man fumbling in the dark for the drawstring on his pajamas. You know how those things are, don't you? Wants to know what famous old song is suggested by a fat man fumbling in the dark for the drawstring on his pajamas, and Country Watchman had his hand up, and so did Parker Gibbs. Parker, we'll try you again.
The Lost Chord.
The Lost Chord, that's right. Sure. Strictly a classical program today, and if you could sort of knock off the Lost Chord for me on the bow fiddle. Having trouble finding it yourself, aren't you? That's it. That's the Lost Chord. And top two. Mrs. H. Muehlhauser of Cleveland, Ohio, writes this query answered by one of the very popular tunes of the moment. A young couple bought furniture on the installment plan, but they didn't keep up the payments. You also know how that is. After threatening several times, the proprietor of the store appeared at their house with a truck. What did he say to announce his intentions? All right. Let me see. There's Marilyn Thorne has her hand up in the air. Marilyn Thorne, the new songbird with the band.
It all comes back to me now.
That's what he said. He said, "It all comes back to me now." Marilyn, let me hear you sing portions of that, will you?
It all comes back to me now. The starry summer sky, the laughing moon.
Thank you very much. Terrific gal. Marilyn, smile at the audience, will you? Not too much. We don't want to paralyze him. Want to save him and keep him awake here. Keith Blake of Gloversville, New York, pens a clever bit of rhyme answered by an old favorite harmony number. A stubborn prospect was old Tom Lang. He seldom was in when a salesman rang. But even those who got as far as pen and dotted line could never clinch the sale and make what? Pete Bielman has the answer back here, as did Parker Gibbs, Elmo Tanner, Art Winner. All right?
Old Lang Syne.
That's right, too. He could never clinch the sale and make Old Lang Syne. Can you play that beautifully on your trombone, please?
So we say farewell to old 1948.
That was very beautiful, gentlemen. That sounds like the run-on music they used. There was the lost chord about 20 minutes late. That sounds like the run-on music they used to sing back in the days when Madame Butterfly was still working in the silk mill. Ted, the guys do better with teamwork, don't you think?
Well, I'm inclined to agree with you, Gary. And if suggestions are in order, let's get together on The Moon Won't Talk.
With added entertainment value in the voice of Harry Como.
I dreamed that my lover was taking the moon, my boy. I spoke to the moon, but the moon won't talk. I know that this silly old moon saw that midnight ball. I'm mad at the moon, 'cause the moon won't talk. I've lost my lonely heart. I fell asleep, and when I wakened with a start, he tossed my foolish heart back to the world, then kicked the world apart. I'm through, I'll have nothing to do with that moon, my boy. I hate the moon, because the moon won't talk. And when I wakened with a start, he tossed my foolish heart back to the world, then kicked the world apart. I'm through, I'll have nothing to do with that moon, my boy. I hate the moon, because the moon won't talk.
$30,955, $953,960, yeah, that's it. Approximately 50,960 words.
Say, Ford, if that commercial's that long, you start now and we'll join you the same time next week.
Oh, no, Gary, wait, the commercial isn't that long. I'm just counting the approximate number of words in this dictionary.
Oh, you certainly had me scared there for a minute. I thought you were going to cut loose and use them all to describe kicks.
Not at all, son, not at all. You see, I don't need them. In fact, I don't need a one of them. All the words in the dictionary couldn't tell the folks half as much about kicks as the first spoonful they try themselves. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll admit, I could mention the delightful corn flavor of kicks, or I could tell them about our actual test, which proved that kicks stays crisper in milk or cream than any ordinary flat flake cereal on the market.
You could.
And I might even toss in a phrase or two about the nutritional value of kicks, because the food energy and added food factors, why, as you'll find in kicks, certainly offer another good reason why kicks deserves its amazing coast-to-coast fame. Oh, but as I say, I'd have to use some of those 30,960 words in the dictionary. Shucks, I don't need a one of them.
No, for sure, Mr. Pearson, you do have something to say about kicks.
Not a syllable, my boy, not a syllable. You see, it's just like I said, the folks who try kicks tomorrow morning will get what I mean right from the first delicious spoonful. All I say is, try kicks once. And you'll agree that plain words can't express how really swell kicks is.
Yes, sir. Well, stop my chatter. Look what's going on and listen to that rhythm. It's those Jive Five and the Gavotte. Ted Wien's Jive Five doing their version of Georgia on My Mind.
Georgia
around because so far, nobody has managed to beat the band, not one single person. Mrs. E. Draper of New York City pens poetry like this, answered with a brand new tune. The hare and the tortoise had a race to run. The hare went to sleep and the tortoise won. The hare was disgusted and said with a sigh, "So while I was sleeping..." Joe Hooven has his hand up in the air, as did Ralph Blank on the piano. All right, Joe, what...
"You walk by."
"So while I was sleeping, you walk by." Sure, let me hear you play that, will you? Killer gentlemen, and now a famous old English air about a charming miss will answer this question from William G. Turner of Oak Park, Illinois. A sweet young city girl was strolling down a country lane when she came upon a black and white kitty, which she proceeded to pet. It turned out to be the wrong kind of kitty, of course, so what could she no longer be called? A famous old English air about a charming miss will answer the question, and Art Winner's got his hand up in the air again, all-star winner.
The last was a delicate air.
That's right, she could no longer be called the last with a delicate air. Let me hear you play that in your best concert hall manner, if you will. Fine enough. All right. Now, here's one from Bob Rumpel. I have to hurry along here because nobody so far has beat the band, not one person. Bob Rumpel of Fort Wayne, Indiana, says, "I am thinking of the largest state in the United States east of the Mississippi." How else could he have said that? All right, here's Rosie McCarg. Ralph Blank was up again, too. All right.
On my mind.
I got Georgia on my mind. Georgia's the largest state. Let me hear you play that, and everybody get in this thing, will you? Gentlemen, and now getting on to the next question here.
Time, Gary. Time, fella.
What, quit now? Yeah. Oh, man, we're just really getting hot here.
Yeah, well, go on, run over and watch somebody get hotter than you'll ever be.
Oh, it's going to be like that, huh? Okay, yeah. Ted, take the play away from us, will you?
Here's the tune to soothe your savvy trick. Gary, it's called Cheer Up. The best is yet to come.
Hit it, boys.
Again, for only the second time in the history of this program, not one single question managed to beat the band. Think of that. The $100 bonus, after that peppering of tough questions, remains intact. No one beats the band. Well, of course, that $100 bonus won't be wasted. I should say not. Instead, it'll be carried ahead to next Sunday and added to the bonus for that program. In other words, next Sunday, there will be a bonus of $200 to be divided among those who beat the band. Well, sir, on the rest of the scores, we've used 10 questions for which the makers of Kicks will pay $10 each, or a total of $100.
Who shares that $200? Well, be with us for sure next Sunday, because someone's really going to collect.
Oh, brother, you ain't kidding at all. We say goodbye for another week now, friends. Also, we say thanks for this pleasant little visit. We invite you most cordially to come to Try to Beat the Band next week, when we'll again be in Chicago. Only one more bit of unfinished business, and that is, send those questions to us, addressed to Kix, K-I-X, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Bye now.
Beat the Band is a game, and we want everyone to participate and have fun. There may be many similar questions with identical answers, and of course, payment will be made only to that person whose question is actually used. All questions become the property of General Mills, and any resident of the United States is eligible to send in a question. Naturally, your entry should involve song titles, which we're licensed to play. Why not write one of those crazy questions with song title answers? It's fun, and you might show a handsome profit. Just address your question to Kix, K-I-X, Kix, Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is Fort Pearson speaking for Gary Moore, Ted Weems and the band, and General Mills, inviting you to join us again next week. In the meantime, try a breakfast that will give you something really new in a taste sensation. Try Kix, K-I-X, Kix. By the way, you'll like the way this brand new ready-to-eat cereal stays crisp in milk and cream. And remember, make that try to beat the band.
Announcing the winner.
And here it is, Kix, K-I-X, Kix, the cereal that has smashed all recent records for quick popularity. And there are mighty good reasons for the amazing popularity of Kix, because never before has there been a ready-to-eat cereal like it. Not in look, taste, or crispness. For Kix is not flakes or shreds, but tiny little corn bubbles, toasted a rich golden brown. Never before have you seen a cereal like that. The delicious flavor is absolutely unique, completely new and different from any other cereal you've ever tasted. So by all means, try Kix real soon, won't you? It's a taste treat for breakfast that has pleased millions, and Kix is sure to win you too, right from the first crisp, delicious spoonful. Order Kix in the new Crisp Assured package that has three separate tightly sealed cartons specially designed to keep Kix fresh at all times. Don't wait. Start tomorrow the modern way with Kix, K-I-X, Kix. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Chicago, WMAQ, 12 seconds till 6 p.m., BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time. Bulova, gift of a lifetime. WMAQ.